I've heard some discussion and I've had some questions about on March 19th in the primary, Democratic voters who took a Democratic ballot in the primary selected Joe Biden as their preferred nominee. And there have been questions raised about, you know, what does this mean about that process? And what voters need to understand is that in a presidential primary election, officially that's known as the presidential preference election. So when you, let's say, if you are a Democratic voter in the primary election on March 19th, and you checked the box for Biden, and then you selected your choices for delegates to the convention, what you are actually doing is you are stating that Joe Biden is my preferred candidate to receive the Democratic delegates from Illinois. So now what has happened is, since Biden dropped out of the race, he has released his delegates. So we were sending Biden delegates to the national convention because that's what Illinois voters said was their preference in the March primary. Now those delegates are free to put their support behind any other nominee at the convention.
Okay. Was there any sort of preference for Kamala Harris was part of the Joe Biden ticket? Do they automatically go to that first, or is it just kind of vote wherever they feel after that point?
No, it's up to the individual delegates. Although generally, I think at conventions they would tend to coalesce around one candidate, and it looks like, from what's been going on in the news, that there are a majority of delegates nationally who have already committed to the vice president. So we don't know what's going to happen with the Illinois delegation. That's really something that's up to the party. It has nothing to do with the Illinois State Board of Elections.
Okay. And there's no sort of state or federal law about this these types of things either. It's just kind of however the party decides.
Right. Parties have the two parties have their own rules for how delegates are assigned, how many delegates are chosen in a primary election, all of that kind of thing. What the State Board of Elections does is administer the party rules in the primary election so that voters of those parties can select delegates and show their preferred candidate according to the party rules.